Hey crafters, what's going on? Change of plans for today. I am sick and I cannot record a whole episode. So instead, we're getting a throwback episode. Hopefully by tomorrow I will be feeling better and able to get back in the swing of things. But right now I just need to sleep. So enjoy this throwback episode. Sorry for the interruption again in the schedule, and hopefully I'll be back to it by tomorrow. What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into Dig Straight Down, I want to welcome you to the show. It's a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, or these are updates that we're just making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place, and I'm happy that you're here. All right, so let's get into the Q&A segment of this episode. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys to give me an idea for a new plant that could appear in a End Dimension update. The End Dimension update's one that we have been looking forward to for a very long time, and they have yet to announce it. Hopefully it happens sooner rather than later. But this is what you guys had to say. Doc Seeger says, the bloom is a plant in the End. When you pick its leaves, it gives you regeneration. But be careful it doesn't eat you. Doc was eaten by the bloom. I like the idea of a plant that, you know, if you interact with it, you get a positive effect, but there's a chance that it could actually hurt you. It kind of reminds me of a more exaggerated version of the sweetberry bush. You know, the sweetberry bush, you get a nice food source from it, but you can get hurt by it. This is just more extreme, that you could actually heal or you could die. Thanks, Doc. Arush says, end blooms. They are plants which are used to make any food item have more regeneration. And I like this idea too, because it gives the idea of combining two things, two food items together to improve it somehow. As if, you know, say you have carrots and then you have this end bloom, and you put them together as if they are two ingredients of a recipe, and it makes the carrot have more regeneration. Maybe you could even combine this with something like golden carrots to even make it a better source of food. And also, this is an end game thing. This is an end game feature, and it seems appropriate to be able to upgrade our food items once we have reached the end. So I like that idea a lot. NRG Turtle says, end trees. When under or above their purple leaves, you gain the levitation effect. And I really like this idea a lot, because it would be so cool for a waterless elevator system. Maybe you want to have an elevator system that doesn't, you know, shoot you to the top floor at breakneck speed, sort of like the bubble columns do. So this would be maybe a slower sort of levitation up to the next floor. I really like that idea a lot. Silas says, the Ender Apple. It looks like a normal apple, but purple with a black leaf. When consumed, it grants an ability to where you can be immune to the Shulker levitation effect. And I really like this idea, because I think that it could be extended to more than just being immune to the levitation effect that the Shulker gives you. What if it makes you immune to knockback in general? So basically, what I'm thinking is that this gives you sort of a status, maybe called heaviness or something, and it keeps you from being knocked around. Like, it keeps you from floating. Maybe you won't be able to swim if you have this effect, but it also keeps you from being knocked back. It keeps you from levitating. It keeps you from flying with elytra. Essentially, it just makes you super heavy so that you can't be pushed around or float. And that, to me, would be very, very useful in a lot of different situations. Geekson says, a cool new plant would be a bioluminescent moss that grows on top of endstone and spreads to nearby blocks. That would be really cool, especially since the End is sort of this eerie, sort of strange alien place. Is having some bioluminescent moss would be kind of cool, and also give us a alternate version of the glow lichen that we find in the overworld. Naomi says, a purple flower that looks just like a floating flower that sits on a block of purple gas. And I'm imagining this kind of being out in the void, sort of almost like, you know, in Harry Potter, in the Great Hall, there are all these floating candles. I'm imagining this sort of floating lights effect out in the void in between islands would be really, really cool to see. And finally, Ariana says, what about a crystal bloom flower? It could be another light source, and when it's harvested, it can be used in a potion for the new glow effect. That would be really, really cool if you want to give yourself the glow effect without shooting yourself with a spectral arrow. I like that idea a lot. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these ideas. And if you want yours read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify, interact with the Q&A post there, and I'll do my best to read out as many of those answers as I can in an upcoming episode. And before we get into the main discussion, guys, I want to remind you that I really want to open up a Discord that is connected to this podcast, so people like you who listen to the podcast and would like to chat about it with other people who listen to the podcast, you can do that there. But I can't do that by myself. I really need help. And so if you are at least 18 years old and are interested in helping me with this project, let me know. Send me an email to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com, and we'll talk about being a moderator. Once I have 5 moderators lined up for this, I will announce when you can expect that Discord to open up. So if you're interested in that, and you are at least 18 years old or older and are interested in being a moderator, just let me know in an email. Also, guys, you have one more day. You have until tomorrow to give me your idea for the One Block Challenge. All of the information for the One Block Challenge is in the description of this episode. The theme for the One Block Challenge this time is storage, so let me know what your idea is for a storage block or a block that has anything to do with storage whatsoever. It doesn't have to be a storage block, but a block that has something to do with storage in Minecraft. Send me your idea to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. You have until Thursday, and I can't wait to see what you guys have to say. All right, and for this episode's main discussion, I want to talk about how much I don't like Elytra. No. I'm totally kidding. I actually do like the Elytra. When I was playing on the Ripple FX server, especially since I raided the end one time and got an Elytra that way, but that was not my first Elytra on that server. Somebody else had very kindly and generously given me an Elytra to use. And after I used it, I really got a whole lot of good use out of it. So I'm not anti-Elytra by any means. But if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I've mentioned a little bit of my opinion on the matter. I do think that the Elytra is very, very unbalanced when it is compared to the other forms of transportation in the game. And it's unfortunate to me that that's the case, that the Elytra literally has no downside to it. There's no cost to using it other than, I mean, if you have mending, you're set. And if you have firework rockets, a good source of firework rockets, you are set and you don't need anything else in the game. Whereas there's a good bit of downside to using things like horses and minecarts and things like that. So I didn't really want to harp on that more, but I did want to sort of imagine an alternate history a little bit. Kind of exploring the question, what if Elytras had never been added to Minecraft, and what might Minecraft look like today without Elytras being added? And I think it would be really, really cool, honestly. I think that while I do like Elytras, I think that Elytras really sort of dampened the potential of other features that could have come to Minecraft in a lot more variety of different things. Since the Elytra is sort of it solves so many issues just with one item, those issues could have been solved with a lot more creative features to be added in the game, and I just wanted to explore that a little bit. So initially, when Elytras were added, they were not supposed to be this sort of, I don't know how to describe it, basically this jet plane that you can ride around your world with continuous flight. That was not what Elytras were supposed to be. Initially, when they were added, they were more like a parachute or maybe like a hang glider, where you jump off a ledge, you jump off a high point, and you float down to the bottom without taking any damage. That was really what Elytras were supposed to be. But then, because people were using punch arrows to launch themselves in the air, Mojang decided that they would just make that a feature and allowed us to use firework rockets to propel us through the air. So essentially what we have is a feature that started off as sort of a parachute or even like a hang glider and became a way to fly around in survival. And so we have those two kind of angles on that feature there. What are some two ways that we could maybe come up with other features that could fill those roles? The first thing that comes to mind is the Red Dragon. Now, the Red Dragon was this concept that I believe Notch had a very, very, very long time ago when he was still involved with Mojang. And essentially, the Red Dragon was going to be a dragon that you could hatch from the Ender Dragon's egg, and it could be a tameable sort of flying pet that you could use to fly around. Obviously, that didn't happen, but the Red Dragon sort of remains to this day as kind of a symbol of the what if this thing was added in Minecraft. So the Red Dragon became a mascot for that sort of concept, but it would have been cool. I do think I would still have the same issues with the Red Dragon as I do with the Elytra. So instead, let's work with what we have already in Minecraft. And what we have already in Minecraft is the parrot. The parrot can sit on your shoulder whenever you crouch or when you jump, the parrot comes off of your shoulder, which is kind of annoying. I would imagine you would want the parrot to stay on your shoulder even if you jump up a block. But I've always thought maybe the parrot should have been that parachute or glider feature, so that if you have a parrot on your shoulder and you jump off a tree top or you jump off a cliff, it kind of flaps its wings and you sort of land slowly and gracefully, and maybe you can have that opportunity to sort of glide around a little bit. But then, of course, you don't have the really nice ability to fly around and fly higher in the air with that sort of feature. So in addition to the parrot being on your shoulder, acting as that pair of wings that you need to glide around, what if there were updrafts in the air? So like, what if flying through the sky, you have this chance, and maybe there's a visual particle effect that you can see, and you can aim towards these updrafts, and when you hit them, they make you go higher up in the air. And of course, this would only affect you if you have a parrot on your shoulder. If you just by yourself walked into one of these updrafts, it wouldn't do anything, but if you have a parrot on your shoulder, it would carry you upwards into the air. And if you use this strategically, you can wind up flying far distances with just that parrot. I think that would be really, really fun, and honestly, a much more creative and interesting feature than the Elytra. The Elytra just being a straightforward set of wings that you power with rockets. As cool as that is, I would almost rather the parrot on your shoulder be the way that you fly around. It feels more quirky and Minecrafty, in my opinion. But if we're also talking about good ways to travel throughout the world in Minecraft, I think the minecarts and the rails would have been buffed if the Elytra had never been added to the game. Of course, the horses would have been buffed as well, and I had some opinions on that in a previous episode. But minecarts and rails, to me, seem to be a whole system of transportation that would have seen a really awesome buff had the Elytras never been added to Minecraft. A couple of ideas that I had for this would be a tunnel bore cart that lays rails in front of itself and breaks blocks in front of it. That way you could make extended rail lines sort of automatically straight through any blocks that would otherwise block your way. And also, I think a second tier of powered rails that speed you up even more for that faster travel. If you want to be able to travel in a minecart as fast as you could with an Elytra, which I think is fine, and having that really, really fast travel would be excellent. And so allowing minecarts and rails to sort of become Minecraft bullet trains, I think would have been amazing to see. And I really hope that one day we actually see minecarts and rails receive that update that they desperately need in order to make them a rival somehow to the Elytra with its transport ability. I think that the minecarts, obviously, you're able to carry mobs with you, carry a lot of inventory with you. There's a lot of pros about the minecarts and rails that you don't get with the Elytra. It's just that they're so clunky to use that everyone just wants to do the easy thing, which is use your Elytra. So I really want to see them updated one day, and I think that we will, but who knows when that will happen. All right, guys, well, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And again, don't forget about the one block challenge. All of the information that you need is going to be in the description of this episode. Don't miss out on that. You have until tomorrow to send me your ideas so that I have all of those fresh for Friday. So can't wait to see what you guys have to say. And until next episode, guys, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.